T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Got a big day for Cal McNair. How about this? So there's going to be a vote. There's the NFL owners meetings. According to the Sports Business Journal, the owners are expected to vote on a proposal to make Texans CEO and chairman Cal McNair, friend of the show, the principal owner of the Texans. He would replace his mother, Janice. So that would mean that Cal would be the principal owner, wouldn't have to wait. I know you got some thoughts on this.
I do.
I think this is necessary for sure, but I'm intrigued to hear what your thoughts are on this whole Cal McNair officially becoming the Texans owner and what exactly that means, why it's happening, etc.
My thoughts on this are twofold. First of all, I'm not trying to sit here and, you know, canonize one person over the other, because this is a team effort. And I'm not trying to say that Cal McNair by himself, this would not be happening. I think it would be happening. But
I don't know.
Well, because of age and, you know, transition.
Yeah, but
like ultimately he's going to be the owner whether they like it
yeah,
or not.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
But I think it's a good thing for Texans fans. Like what do I care as long as they keep doing what they're doing? Well, it is a good thing for fans, because just in the last year, let me not bury the lead here. I think the biggest reason that it's happening now and it's a really good thing is Hannah McNair.
Okay.
Like, and that's not, again, just to reiterate, let's not take a shot at Cal, or it wouldn't be happening.
They're a team, man.
It's going to happen.
They're a duo.
But I think it's happening now, and I think it's being embraced by other owners, because that's a click, man. I mean, I've known a lot of NFL owners over the years and had these discussions. It is like a sewing circle. It's cliques, like the cool kids versus the rich kids. They're all rich. But the cool kids versus the nerds versus the ones that are ostracized versus the ones that feel they own the league. It's different pockets of ownership, right? But I think they're being embraced by the other owners, and this will be clearly a unanimous vote, because it's Cal and Hannah. I do. I think it's next to impossible. Here's why. It's next to impossible to change a reputation of an owner once it gets out there and it gets established. We have evidence in this city. Bud Adams, 40 years later, he's got the same reputation for various reasons, and there are factors, but I'm just saying he does. Drayton McClain, he took this team to a World Series, man. And he never got over that initial reputation. Even when they went to a World Series of, oh, he's cheap, oh, he's a showman, you know, he's kind of like a ringmaster in a circus, all that. He never got over it, and they went to a freaking World Series. And then you can go back. Some of the older fans will know this. Charlie Thomas got a reputation. John McMullen got a reputation and never got over it. The fact that the McNairs, Cal and Hannah, have completely 180'd their reputation, it's because of two things. First of all, the Deshaun stuff passed and they got out there more. The other thing is Hannah. Hannah is a very likable, approachable, kind of her emotions on her sleeve. We saw the video that Figgy did of she's doing the broom action, you know, after they beat the Titans. I mean, fans ate that up. And I think the fact that they go so well together and she's a personality, I think that's what's at play here. This is not just a little story, oh, they're transitioning. You know, it's more than that.
Don't you think it's as much about dotting your I's and crossing your T's as well? Like, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but, yeah. You know, Janice is in her 80s.
That's what I said, age, you don't it know, was going to happen
you
either
don't,
way.
You don't know what's promised tomorrow, even if you're in your 40s. Yeah. We see that all the time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've seen it firsthand. Like, if she passes away and then all of a sudden there's no minority owner, it could get pretty confusing. It could get ugly. Mm-hmm. So, and I think this is probably part of her wish too, but yeah. you kind of get Cal in, and I know the owners like Bob too. So mm-hmm. that's what Bob wanted and that's what Janice wants. So you kind of just get that done where you don't have to deal with any potential drama and any succession like type of stuff. Cause make no mistake, this is going to be a unanimous vote.
No, it'll be a unanimous vote. But like Janice McNair could have just continued to hold this on and put it in her will.
Yeah.
You know,
But I mean, that could have got confusing.
Yeah, and it could have gotten confusing, could have gotten legal. And we know that there's already been some strife in the family, in that family that might have caused some issues. Yeah. So maybe that's a factor as well. But what I'm saying is like, I can't remember an ownership, much less in this city, but an ownership group that once the reputation gets out there, it switches that quickly and that profoundly.
For me, I think a lot of the reputation was unfair. Like the incompetence was there. Like you appoint Jack Easterby and a lot of the stuff goes the way it does. I think that criticism was valid, but I think a lot of the extra crap was just people with agendas trying to attack Cal McNair. Like I like that Jordan Schultz. What's the Starbucks baby's name?
Yeah, Jordan Schultz.
What's that goofball's name?
Yeah.
Like there's a tweet he deleted. I still actually had it in a screenshot. Like he straight out said, yeah, Cal McNair is known as an intense racist. And now all of a sudden this guy's like sitting here praising the Texans. Like it was some low hanging fruit that nobody who was around him actually believed. Nobody thought that. And just a few stories here and there brought it there. So I do agree with you that there was a flip flop, but I also mm-hmm. think that a lot of the criticism was unfair in the direction of Cal and Hannah.
Well, you know, during this whole debacle of the previous 3 years, I never said things like I said about Jack Easterby. I said it again today.
Yeah,
he's a clown. He's a con man. He's a cockroach. He's a shyster. He's a parasite. He's a pariah.
So you aren't tight.
Those things I have said about Jack Easterby.
Bleed maroon, and you're talking about your fellow Aggie.
No, we don't. I literally have called him that because that's what I believe he is.
Yeah.
If you recall, and you were the same way. I never said anything about Cal McNair as this or this or that.
No, no.
I said the organization.
The competence deserved to be questioned.
I said the organization was dysfunctional.
Yeah.
It's a dysfunctional organization.
The competence deserved to be questioned.
Yes, but it wasn't like he's this or he's that.
No, and I think a lot of people who were saying that, I think it was weird.
Yeah.
I think there was undertones to it. I think it was a little bit weird, but he has flipped it. But it is funny. We've gone from, you know, Cal sell the team being like one of the texts we get the most to like the gif of him like throwing up the H or something like that.
Yeah, and Hannah doing the broom and all that stuff.
So they have come a long way, and we anticipate this becoming official. So we'll keep our eye on the owners' meetings. D'Amico Ryan's had a lot to say. We'll get into a lot of that tomorrow. But right now, man, like one of the best sporting events of the year is upon us, and it is March Madness, and the best game of the tournament, in my opinion, might be a little bit biased because I am a Texan, but that U of H versus Texas A&M game yesterday, the game of the tournament, and it was
it's tough that one of these teams had to lose.
See, you're saying
it's tough that one of these teams had to lose. They both left it out there.
I want to play a game. We don't have to get in the sticks of the game. We both agree it was a very solid game. Were there any takeaways?
I thought it was the best game of the year.
Yeah, it was the best game of the year. I don't think officiating was as bad as a lot of
Hoops
fans are saying. I think A&M was the more aggressive squad. I don't mean that as a bad. They were just, I mean, A&M needed to play with a certain amount of heart, and they needed to play a certain style to win that game, and they did it. and the Cougs held up just fine. I think A&M beats any other team if they play like that. I think U of H was just built to be able to withstand that effort.
So many weapons, man.
Yeah.
They come at you with so many. I mean, Sharp and Shedd, of course, and just, I mean, they were just coming from. But anyone who says anything about the officiating, if you want to talk about the Aggie not stepping out of bounds, or you think want to talk about the Aggies getting a call that they shouldn't have gotten.
Yeah, the jump ball and the push off would be
I'm with you. I'm with you on those calls. But the foul calls?
No, I don't do foul discrepancy. No,
well, it's not even that. Like, the Aggies' game plan was, by any means necessary, get to the lane. Let's get them in foul trouble.
That's what they
exercised their game plan to perfection, whereas the Cougs were drive and kick out to their great shooters. That's going to be a discrepancy in foul calls.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. Right. I thought it was warranted, but that jump ball at the end was a little crazy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the two faces of the programs, though. Let's start with Jack Easterby, the face of the Texas A&M basketball program. You saw him on the court. He was hugging everybody. He was front row at Buzz Williams' press conference. The face of the Texas A&M basketball program, Jack Easterby. Buzz Williams, Jason Bristol asked, what's up with this new Aggie you got?
What kind of impact has he had on you and your program, the players, and does he have an official role with the program?
Oh, no, he's just visiting. I've known Coach Jack for long before he was with the Texans, so I would say long before I was at Texas A&M. I would say over a decade now. He's just here at the game.
He goes back to South Carolina when Jack was there, and he had that greatest champion type of
. So, like, just to reiterate on Easterby, have I mentioned that he's a cockroach and a parasite and a pariah, and those feelings of mine never will change? I think to your point, and I know you're just tweaking me there, but. He wasn't even around the team until March 2nd, the Georgia game. So he's only been around the team less than 3 weeks, or right at 3 weeks. I hate that he's around the program. Don't get me wrong. I hate that he's around the program because he's looking for an angle. Every con man is looking for an angle, you know, and he's looking for an angle. But I'm not worried. I'm not worried. First of all, I think
what if they hire him?
They won't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
But what if they did?
If they hired him, it'd just be as a chaplain.
But you would be okay with that?
No, I hate that he's around the program. But keep in mind, he was a chaplain in New England when they were winning Super Bowls. If that's all he does, okay, I don't like it, but okay. I think he's going to probably be aggressively looking for something else, but I don't think that's going to happen because the organization, the athletic department itself, when they were asked about it, which, by the way, I was really, really sad.
You were ticked at the Chronicle.
I was sad and upset that the Chronicle, in their headline, said that he's involved in the program in an unofficial capacity. Like, he's making decisions.
I mean, he's on the court, bro.
Well, he got a pass from his buddy.
I mean, he's on the court hugging players in his front row at the press conference. That's some capacity.
He did some prayers. But, like, to put that headline out there, you know, involved in the, however they put it, I'm like, come on, you know better than that. And then the athletic department said, no, he's not. No, he's not. They know the reputation that's out there.
Well, according to Jack Easterby, you can control your character, but you can't control your reputation.
Yeah, well, sure, whatever. That's not what you were saying
That's
before.
That's what he said.
That's not what you were saying before.
That's what he said, sir.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So that's buzzkill number one, the newest face of Texas A&M basketball, Jack Easterby. I don't know if this is a buzzkill or not. I'll let you decide.
Mm-hmm.
This was Jim Nance after the game. Cougs locker room. Cougs battled it out. They got the dub. Overtime, thriller, game of the tournament, 100-95. Here's proud U of H alum, Jim Nance, breaking it down for you.
Tonight we won one. Everybody on that staff, everybody on Kelvin's staff, but everybody on that roster did something to make that happen. I tell you, if America didn't know who we were, and I've always, of course, you know, it's just part of our nature being Cougars, we always kind of feel like we got a little bit of a chip. Tonight there's a whole new legion of fans that saw that test. That was a gut test. When was the last time you watched a game with four starters foul out? And you got to go win a game in overtime to get to the Sweet 16? I only did 354 NCAA tournament broadcasts.
Oh, okay.
96 Final Fours. 96 Final Four games. Final 32 national championships. I've never seen a team have to band together like we did tonight. I mean, I've seen amazing things happen over the course of all those decades of games. I've never seen a team have to go that far on a, down a bench and have everybody have their fingerprints on a win like what happened here tonight.
Does that make you motivated? He laid out the stats, bro.
It was an eye roll for me.
He went with his stats,
it was an eye roll for me, man.
He gave his broadcast stats.
He liked that hoodie.
Man, I'm actually kind of worried that this is really going to happen, that the whispers are that he is going to Ian Eagle, who, by the way, awesome, incredible, mm-hmm. amazing, where he belongs. Ian Eagle's really going to call the national championship game, and then Jim Nance is going to walk up there. Like, this is something that people look forward to. I mean, he's treating this like this is John Madden handing out turkey legs or something after mm-hmm. the game. And he's going to really take away what the broadcaster is supposed to do and not let Ian Eagle go up there and do what he's supposed to do. This seems really unnecessary to me if they're really going to do that. I'm sorry. Props to Jim Nance, legend. You got the Masters this week. Ian has earned this. Whose idea is this?
Jim Nance. And Jim knows, if he's listening. I like him. I've been around him a lot. He's fine. But he also knows you're not supposed to be the story. You're not supposed to be part of the story. And especially if you're not even involved.
Come on,
in
dude.
The story.
It's not that important.
Yeah.
Like if Ian Eagle goes up there and gives the tournament, nobody's going to be like, man, I really want Nance up there.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like some sort of like amazingly memorable thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild to me. I think it's unnecessary. I really.
Oh,
do.
It's absolutely unnecessary.
Like really, I'm not trying to take away, but. And what if the Cougs win? Is he going to go up there
in his hoodie,
in his leather jacket?
Is he going to give him a tie?
I think he probably will do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, that he certainly has earned the right and the approval of CBS for decades and decades. But I think even if it wasn't him that made this offer, you don't do that. You don't do that. You don't be a part of the story like that when you've already passed the baton to someone else.
Yeah, it would be weird.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Text line, by the way, I missed this. I did not investigate enough with Jack Easterby, but 0061. You got better eyes than me. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the crazy one, 0061.
First of all, you said 0061, so there's going to be a definite skepticism here.
Nah, the 0061 has good observations.
Does he?
Man. Yeah,
does he?
0061. It's a dangerous place to go.
He's not, okay.
He said Easterby had an autographed OG sauce shirt on.
Hey, I'll sell him some sauce. I'll sell him some sauce.
So I did not notice that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Just ordered some more. So we'll have plenty for him. Also said that he was doing the gig'em sign. I didn't see that either. I did see him clapping.
Someone says it sounds personal with Jim Nance. It's not.
I like
not
Jim.
At all.
I like Jim.
It's not.
I've had numerous conversations with him.
I don't have any problem with him. I just think that Ian Eagle has deserved this opportunity for a long time. I think he should be a bigger part of the NFL broadcast. And I think if Ian Eagle is going to call the championship, I don't think that it's like a big enough deal to where Jim Nance, like I've watched March Madness, every March Madness that Jim Nance has called,
mm-hmm.
and I don't look at that broadcast. The reason that it makes sense is because he called the game. If he goes up there, but I don't look at that.
No,
I don't look at that as like something that I just have to have. I gotta have it. I don't. I think Ian Eagle should be able to do it. I think he's good enough to do it. I think he's earned the right.
You see the big mistake, funny mistake that the broadcast crew last night made with the Aggies.
Yeah, the Netherlands.
I was sitting there watching the game, and Hayden Hefner with the shot, whatever he did. I think he tipped the ball to Garcia for a putback. Hefner, you know, who's from the Netherlands.
Yeah. He's from Netherlands, Texas.
No, he's from Nederland.
Nederland?
Nederland.
However you want to say
it. It's over in the Golden Triangle, man. It's like Port Arthur, Beaumont.
Never been there.
Hayden Hefner, who's from the Netherlands. Not really. He's from Nederland. He's from the Golden Triangle.
You know, there's some people from out there in the sticks pissed off.
Yes.
Probably got some letters.
But the funny thing is, it's spelled N-E-D-E-R. So, like, almost like the Netherlands would spell in the Netherlands. So somebody just assumed, he must be from the Netherlands. He's a white kid.
So we've been talking a lot about neighborhood Facebook posting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one that I want to get your, speaking of noise, I want to get your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
So someone posted this anonymously. Anonymous. And it says, quote, "Please hear your humming AC unit and call a tech. You have to know it is louder than your neighbors." Why don't you go knock on their door, jerk?
Well, first of all,
tell them that their AC unit's going on.
Hey, is there anything you can do about that? The other thing about that, I think only one person, you're not very anonymous, only one person would really know that. And that's your next door neighbor on the AC side. Like, wherever your unit is, where your compressor is or whatever, that's the one that is bothered by it. Like,
Emily replied and said, obviously they don't. Maybe go knock on the door.
Yeah. Just go knock on the door.
What is with these people these days?
I had some more gunshot posts on mine.
Oh, gunshots?
Yeah.
Is it always the same person?
No, I sent y'all screenshots. Like, from the neighborhood group and the Facebook group. Like, anybody else hear those gunshots? Yeah, well, it's on I-45. It's a car backfiring.
Coming up, J.J. Watt gets credit for one of the biggest upsets of the tournament. A coach fighting to win a championship says that people should have to take tests to talk hoops, plus perhaps the star of the tournament, and he ain't a coup. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.